All right, welcome everybody on a Tuesday. Trash Talk with Tony Broski is underway with yours truly. It's great to have you in here on the show this week. Joining me this week, I've got most of the crew here with me once again. Eli Bashy, Jay Horn, Graham Richards, and Tyler Sawa are all here joining me today. Gentlemen, we have a lot to talk about this week. It's going to be another packed show. So without further ado, let's just get right into it and start with the introductions as per the usual. And let's start with Eli Bashy. Hello, Eli. How are you today? How's school work going for you? And are you ready for Wednesday?
Man, I am so ready. Yeah. I can't wait. I got school tomorrow.
Well, big today, day, technically.
Today, I guess. Yeah, today. Big day in classes. And Wednesday, I'm only working 5 hours. Because we got something going on
there. Hey, now. I'm so ready. I cannot wait for Wednesday. We have had this date circled on our calendar for months. I mean, we got these tickets back when tickets went on sale. I mean, we got it like the minute tickets went on sale for this season. So we've waited a while for this day. And now that it's finally here, and by the time this comes out, it's going to be tomorrow that the Pistons will start their season. And we will be there. Oh, I'm so ready. Hopefully Cade will play.
Cade, I will be very present.
I mean, I will too. But at the same time, I kind of got those tickets to see Cade.
I'm not that type of person. I just go to have a good time. I don't care what the team on the court looks like.
I know, me too. I mean, I am there to see the Pistons. I am there to be back at LCA for the first time since January 2020. And I am there to see the Pistons start their season against an arch rival in the new-look Chicago Bulls. But at the same time, I mean, obviously, I want to see Cade.
Yeah, I mean, I can't blame people for not wanting to go, you know, if Cade doesn't play. But I don't know. I feel like if you're a fan, just show up. I think Cade is going to play. I mean, the fact that he's shooting around, he has no brace. Like, well, we don't know what goes on in practice.
Yeah.
He said he's not practicing, but, like, do we really know what's going on? Like, he's probably doing something. He's probably not just sitting, talking to John Beilein, drinking Gatorade, you know. But I don't know. I'd put it at, like, 55-45, he'll play versus he won't play. I think it's going to be one of those game time decision type things.
Yeah.
And then they'll announce the starting lineup, and then 5 minutes before the game, it'll be, oh, Cade is in the starting lineup, and he'll be on a minutes restriction, according to Dwayne Casey, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I see that happening.
I would prefer to see Cade in opening night, but I will say this too before we move on with the rest of the introductions. I've tweeted this a couple of times before as well. Though I would prefer to see Cade, and every Pistons fan going to that game, and just in general, would prefer to see Cade on opening night. At the same time, though, the Pistons are being cautious, and they should be cautious. That is your number one pick, and that is you would hope to be your franchise player for the next decade plus, you know? If you don't think he's 100%, or if he is not 100%, then yeah, don't play him. Don't just throw him out there because it's the season opener. You know, we do want Cade to be healthy, so I get that, but I don't know. I guess we'll see. Regardless, though, it's definitely going to be a fun time. I'm going to be back in LCA. I'm already talking with people on Twitter, talking about meeting up with some people. I'll be hanging out with the Trash Talk crew. It's gonna be a good time, man. We got Dustin flying in from Arkansas. Like, it's gonna be a good time regardless, man. But nonetheless, let's move on with the rest of the intros. Let's move on to Jay Horn, who has went on record to say that he is not going to show up if Cade doesn't play. So Jay, how are you today? How's the internship going, and how are you feeling about Wednesday?
Good. Pretty good. Internship's going well. I coached a game on Friday, helped coach one. We won 35-6, so that's pretty good. I'm leaving the internship an hour early or 2 hours early so I can get ready for the game that I may be attending. I'm excited for Wednesday until they announce the final lineups, and then I'm probably going to go somewhere downtown.
If you're inside the arena when it happens, you're staying with us. I don't care.
You would have to tackle me. Because I you know what? I want to see them play, but like most people probably going, if K doesn't play, like, it's going to be, you know, it's going to stink. But
it's still first game of the season, though.
It's our first game, but the only issue is, though, we were so, like, all the people that bought tickets probably were pumped about it.
Oh, and they're kind of being, of course,
they're kind
of
being a little beating around the bush a little bit about it. So I feel like Eli says, it's probably a game time decision probably. And I'm at like 60-40 that he plays and that he doesn't.
The Pistons have always been quiet with this kind of stuff. That's just how they roll.
You know? I'll be there though. I'll stay. If he doesn't play, I'll stay.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Jay said he will stay.
Didn't say for how long though, but I'll stay.
He's going to stay for tip off, then he's going to leave. Oh, goodness. All right. Jay, good to have you back as always. Let's move on to Tyler. We'll end off with Grant. Tyler, how are you? How excited are you for Wednesday? And also, if you want to go ahead and talk about Michigan State coming up, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, because the game time has been announced, please go ahead and do so.
Yeah. No, first of all, starting with the Pistons game on Wednesday, obviously super excited. I'm kind of like with Eli, you know, if Cade doesn't play, it obviously would be like a gut punch, but just excited to be back at LCA watching a Pistons game and watching all these guys for the first time in person, because, you know, we haven't seen any of these guys in person ever in a Pistons uniform. So that's going to be a cool scene. New look Chicago Bulls team. First game of the year. I'm just excited overall for the Pistons season. But obviously hope Cade Cunningham is playing.
Yeah.
So, you know. I'm feeling good. It's going to be a good week, and we're going to have fun, man. You know, LCA, I was there on Saturday for the Red Wings game. It was popping, dude. So lucky, man. I'm excited to see how it's going to be for the first Pistons game and the new-look Pistons, too, especially if Cade Cunningham's out there. So I'm excited to see how the fans and the atmosphere is going to be for game one. And then referring to Michigan State, you know, Michigan was on their bye week, obviously, this week, so nothing to talk about them this week. They got a not a very tough matchup this week versus Northwestern at the Big House.
That's a polite way to put it.
So it looks like we're gonna have 7-0 versus 7-0, which was you know, a big, I wouldn't say concerning, but like Indiana was kind of a trap game. It had trap game written all over it, but I mean it came down to the last, you know, it came down to the very end, and Michigan State pulled it out, which I'm excited for, because I've been wanting the 7-0 versus 7-0 matchup very badly. And it looks like we're going to get that. The only knock-on I have with this matchup is the game time of this matchup. A noon game? Really?
I told you it was coming. I knew it was coming. Because it's Fox.
That's why I asked you, does Fox have the rights to it? Because I knew if Fox had the rights, we were not getting anything past 4 o'clock. And I would have way noon. Rather... Oh, my God. I would have way preferred if we at least got the 4 o'clock game. Like, Iowa and Penn State, they got the 4 o'clock game. And they were on Fox.
Yeah.
Not fair. Just not fair.
People are saying they've got the World Series, Fox does, that night too. So I haven't checked the schedule. That may or may not be true. If that is true, I get it. But, I mean, yeah, I understand. The top 10 matchup, undefeated, rivalry game. It should be a nighttime game for sure, but it's Fox.
Or 4 o'clock. At least 4 o'clock.
It's Fox. They're big.
East Lansing Police said no.
Their big kickoff game is noon. Like that's just how they roll. That's their A crew too. Gus Johnson, Joel Klatt, Jenny Taft. Like that's
yes.
Yeah, yeah, that's their big game. So
it's a good crew. So that's a plus.
That is a plus. At least we get the big game, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, sure, sure.
Unpopular opinion on my side. I'm not complaining that it's a noon game because the Pistons and the Wings both play that night too, and there is no possible way I'd be able to watch all three at the same time without my head spinning.
Fair enough. Yeah. But for me personally, I work during noon, so I hate this.
Oh, and, that's right. Yeah.
And then alluding to Jay leaving, Jay, if you're gonna leave, we're at least getting a chicken tender basket, and then you could leave afterwards.
Okay, that's fair. I'll get it before the game starts.
You could ask Comerica if they can make you some elephant ears.
Yeah, does LCA have buy one, get one elephant ears like Comerica does?
I got to ask Mike that, because Mike knows very well about the policies.
Oh, man. Tyler, one last thing from you, and then we got to move on to Grant to get the show rolling here. Have you seen the rumors about Mel Tucker and LSU?
I have. I'm not very concerned.
I'm not either. I don't see it happening.
I mean, if Michigan State had a year that I expected they were supposed to have, then maybe he considers it. But it's too early in the tenure and too successful of a season just to leave behind. Yeah. I know LSU is a very sexy program to coach for, obviously, but
it's a big boy school and a big boy conference.
Yeah, I mean, they just won the national championship a couple of years ago. I mean, but the expectations are a lot higher in the SEC as well compared to the Big Ten. And the competition is very, very difficult in the SEC. So I don't see him leaving.
No, not 2 years into getting the job here.
But James Franklin, a fellow Big Ten coach, I could see that, though.
Please take James Franklin.
I'd be completely fine with it.
Yeah, I'm completely cool with that. But nonetheless, I'm excited for Michigan State. It's a noon game. People are upset. Michigan fans are upset. I'm not upset because I get to watch that game and then have only Pistons and Wings that night. But we'll save Michigan State talk for next week's program. Last but certainly not least, Grant Richards. Hello, Grant. How are you today? And Mike's not here to ask you, so how the sports betting go this past week? And if you can briefly talk about your Raiders, you can do that as well.
All right. I am good. I mean, made it through Monday, so we're moving on there. Had a great weekend, very solid weekend that I remember very little of up north with my family. So that was a good time. It's a good time. Can't complain there. Sports betting. Sports betting was very rocky, top, actually, during the week and actually during college football Saturday. Kind of a rough one. But, dude, I don't know what's going on, but these Sunday football bets, these NFL bets, dude, they are – I think I went 5-1 this week.
You did. I counted.
Thank you for that. Hey. And just missed a nice same-game parlay with the Lions.
Oh, let's not talk about that.
All right, sorry. We don't have to talk about
I'd rather not talk Lions today. I can only take so much Lions talk on a Sunday.
me saying that just – really relieved a lot of frustration. I just had to get it out there. But the Raiders. Yeah, no. I mean, I needed one touchdown and 1 point to hit the same game parlay. I need the Lions to score 2 touchdowns.
Oh, that's enough. I said you could get it all out, but I got to cut you off there. I can't. You said that, and I thought of Jared Goff. So we got to quickly move on here. Eli, don't you dare. No. That was Tyler. No, let Grant continue talking.
And just for the Raiders, man, I mean, that was unexpected, to say the least. Fairly dominant win over a team that also started the season 3-0. It was kind of a battle to see who's the fraud. I mean, both these teams started 3-0, both lost 2 in a row. Very similar paths, but Raiders 4-2, Big Rich. I'm going to butcher the name, but Bisakia. I'm going to do my best. We're going to learn that. We're going to have that memorized next week. But first win, 1-0 as a Raiders coach. Just, it was great to see the defense swarming, Derek Carr and Henry Ruggs hooking up. And, I mean, this was one of those games where you just kind of find out what type of team you have. Like, this could have been just we just lost our coach after losing 2 straight. This is a horrible situation to be in. I don't want to win. And, I mean, this was one of the most – I mean, in my opinion, the most dominant game of the Raiders season this year so far.
Yeah. No, that was an impressive win. After everything that's happened over the last week, to go out there and have that type of a performance, that really speaks to the character of your team in a way. And I liked what Derek Carr said after the game. I really liked what he said. He talked about how, with everything that went on, the team's leaders really need to step up. You know, guys like Derek Carr, guys like Max Crosby, and so on and so forth. And they did that. The team leaders stepped up. Everyone else stepped up. And they had a dominant win. I mean, if you watch that game or saw the highlights, you will know it was a dominant win for the Raiders. So I will tip my cap to them. That was impressive. That was very, very impressive. Right, Tyler?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good one for the Raiders. I told Graham before the show, I thought it was a mix of the Broncos not being a very good football team, but I thought it was also a very good outing by the Vegas Raiders. Defense looked very good to me as well. They were flying out there.
Max had three sacks, didn't he?
He did. That's my boy. I love some Max Crosby. Go Eagles, baby. Eastern Michigan.
That's an Eagle sound.
I like it.
Tony, how was your sports betting?
Well, it was a good sports betting week for me, too. We made two straight winning weeks. Three out of the last 4 weeks have been winning weeks for me as well. It was a good week, and it was all capitalized on an impressive college football Friday, not Saturday, Friday. We hit a nice college football parlay on Friday night with a few games going on there. That put me up for the week, and I really didn't look back from there. So it was a good sports betting week for me, good week in general. Keep it going this week, boys. I'm excited for the Pistons. Can't wait to be back inside LCA. I'm having fun watching the Red Wings. I mean, we're doing good over here. We're doing good. So with that, gentlemen, good to have everyone back as per the usual. Let's get into the show because, as I said already, there is a lot to talk about today. No Lions talk. I can't do Lions talk today. We don't have enough.
You don't want to talk about Jared Goff?
No. We don't have enough time to talk about Jared Goff, and I just don't want to. I just don't want to. I had enough Lions talk on Sunday. So no Lions talk this week. Maybe we'll get back to them next week with the whole Lions-Rams game. We'll see. We'll see. But because there's no Lions talk today, it's going to be all Pistons and all NBA today because this is our Pistons and NBA preview show. The NBA is back. The Pistons are back. So let's talk some basketball, shall we? It's been a while since we talked about the Pistons and the NBA. Our shows generally do better when we talk about the Pistons and the NBA. So today is an exciting day for me and the Trash Talk crew. So let's get right into it. We'll get into the NBA later on in the program. Me and Jay finally got to talk about Russ, LeBron, and AD. And we'll also give our way too early finals predictions for this season. But before that, let's obviously start with the Pistons and go over our Pistons preview for what should be an exciting 2021-2022 season. Now, before we go to the other gentlemen, and I'll have them talk about their excitement level and their expectations for the team, let me start with me saying this about my expectations for the Pistons this year. I'm not saying playoffs just yet. I would love to, don't get me wrong, but I'm not saying playoffs just yet. I think this team might be too young right now to be talking about playoffs. And I also feel like the days where we talked about the Eastern Conference being terrible, frankly, just terrible, I feel like those days are kind of behind us too, because there's a lot of playoff caliber teams, in my opinion, in the East that really weren't there over the past couple of years. I feel like the East got better. I feel like the Pistons might be too young right now. Because of that, I'm not saying playoffs right now. But at the same time, though, I really do think the days of the Pistons tanking and losing games on purpose are done. Like, I do think we should go into the season expecting the Pistons to play better basketball. And if though they might not win many games, I do think it's fair to expect the Pistons to win some more games than they did last year, obviously. And make no doubt about it, the Pistons are going to be a lot of fun to watch this year. I mean, with a starting five of Killian, Cade, Sadiq, Jeremy, Beef, Stew, just that alone, and just Cade alone, is going to be really fun to watch. But at the same time, too, very quietly, the Pistons had a good bench last year, and in the preseason, the bench looked really good once again. You know, not only the starting lineup is going to be fun to watch, I feel like the bench could be fun to watch for the Pistons this year, too. You got guys like Josh Jackson, Hamidou Diallo, Saben Lee, Corey Joseph, Kelly Olynyk. Who am I forgetting here? Frank Jackson.
Trey Lyles.
Sure. Trey Lyles, maybe some Luka Garza, and anyone else if I'm missing anybody that I can't think of.
Isaiah Livers.
Well, if he could get healthy.
Rodney
yeah.
Magruder.
Yeah, I can't forget about good old Rodney.
Did you say Kojo?
I did say Corey Joseph.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, you better respect Kojo.
I respect Corey Joseph. Yes, I do. I definitely mentioned him. But, no, I mean, there are a lot of other young players to watch on this team this year outside of the obvious few in the starting lineup, you know? Like, there's a lot of young players I'm looking forward to watching with the team this year outside of the ones we all know. So, though I'm not expecting playoffs just yet, I feel like we're still a year away from talking about that legitimately. Despite that, I still really feel like this is going to be a fun year for the Pistons. I really do believe that. So that's how I'm feeling going into the season. What about the rest of my crew? Let's start with Eli Bashy. Your expectations and excitement level for the season this year for the Pistons?
Yeah, I know a lot of the off-season people were talking about possibly us being a play-in team.
You could just at me.
No, I mentioned it too. I thought there was a chance, but I mean, I could name you 10, I think, definitive better teams in the East. The East is, I mean, I said this the other day. I feel like this is the deepest that NBA rosters have ever been, maybe in the history of the NBA. Like, these teams are just so talented. Like, it's actually unbelievable. And it's only going to keep getting better every draft as new guys come in.
If I can cut you off for a second here, Eli, my apologies. I'm sure there's someone at home or wherever they are listening to this saying, oh, yeah? Well, who are the teams in the East that you think are supposedly got better this offseason? Well, obviously, you've got the few top teams in the East. I'm looking at the list right now. You got teams like Milwaukee, obviously, and Brooklyn and Philadelphia. You know, you got some of the big teams there. And then you've got teams like the Knicks, the Celtics, the Hawks. I think the Bulls are better. I think the Hornets are better. The Pacers are always kind of sneaky in there. The Wizards, maybe. The Heat are going to be better. Like, there's a lot of playoff caliber teams in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, no, for sure. I have the Pistons at 11 or 12. I think we'll be in the play-in hunt until probably a few weeks left in the season. But, yeah, I expect this team to play hard every night. I expect them to play defense. I think they're probably going to hang their hat on defense. Dwayne Casey's definitely more of a defensive coach.
He's said that before, yeah.
Than he is an offensive coach, which, you know how I feel about Dwayne Casey's offense. we had, I think, the 25th best offense in the league last year. I don't expect that to get much better. We'll probably still be bottom of the league, probably maybe around 20th. But we were a middle-of-the-pack defensive team last year, and I expect that to maybe get better. We were 16th or 17th, I believe. I think we might be able to crack top 15 in defense. Rebounding is going to be a big problem. I think we've already seen that in the preseason. I think Cade and Killian being healthy will help with that because they're two big guards, two big long guards. But, man, I mean, I can't fault Isaiah Stewart. He's just not that tall or athletic. Like, that's just the way it is. He's not going to be able to out-rebound some certain guys. And Kelly Olynyk can't jump off the ground at all. So,
oh, no.
He can, man. I have the same vertical as Kelly Olynyk. I'm confident about that. But
I got to be nice to Kelly, man.
I like Kelly. He's a good guy.
I said I got to.
Yeah, it's going to be hard. Kelly's kind of, he has a past, but, he might fit in Detroit with some of the things he's done in the past. He might be like
Bill. He was solid in the preseason. I think he'll be a solid player for us in general. I just wasn't a fan of the initial contract we gave him, but after details came out, it's not that bad. It's like, okay, whatever then. I guess it's fine.
Yeah, I like the Kelly signing. I think he'll be maybe our best player off the bench.
Yeah, he'll be solid off the bench for sure.
He had a really good year with the Rockets last year. For anyone that doesn't know, he averaged like over 20 points a game, which is probably why they lost so many games, but he still did it.
Kelly Olynyk is one of your top scorers, if not the top scorer. Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah. yeah, but I think they'll be a fun team. I think they'll play a lot faster than they have in years before. Of course, because they're younger. I think Sadiq's going to take a step offensively. We've already seen he's, you know, working in the mid-range more, being a pick-and-roll ball handler more, bringing the ball up the court. I think you can expect to see that night in and night out. I think Jeremy looks more comfortable as the main guy. And then I think just inserting Cade into that starting lineup is just going to make everything gel perfectly, honestly. The biggest questions are, of course, can Killian and Cade play with each other? I like the way Killian's shot looks visually. I think it looks a lot better. I think he's on balance. It's gone in. And the shots have been close for the ones that haven't gone in. So, I mean, I don't think Killian's going to have a problem fitting next to Cade. I think defensively they're going to be a really good backcourt. And overall, them, you know, two playmakers, both of them having really good vision, being able to create for others, create for themselves, I think it could be really fun going forward.
Let's move on to Jay Horn now. Jay, how are you feeling about the Pistons this season? What's your excitement level and your expectations for the Pistons this year?
I'll be that person. I say we go number 10. Yeah, I think we'll be a playing team, only if we stay healthy, like throughout the whole season, and that may be an issue. That may be an issue, possibly.
It was an issue last year, and we weren't trying to win games. So, yeah.
I can name 10 teams better though. Like Eli said, you probably could, but those like last like two or three, you know, maybe shaky, and that's where we may slide and, you know, and get.
See, the thing is, I don't mean to cut you off, but the thing is, every year there's like one team that you think is gonna be like a lock.
And they just fall.
Fizzle out, you know, something happens with them. So, I don't know, I was thinking the Celtics or the Knicks.
Maybe.
The Celtics get worse every year, though.
I'm thinking the Knicks might just fall off a cliff for some reason. I don't know. Something about Tibbs.
What's your thoughts on Toronto?
I don't think they're better than the Pistons at all.
It's shaky, and people are saying they may be a playing team this year. I don't see it, though.
I don't, not at all. I'd put them in a tier below the Pistons.
I think we have a better chance. I'm telling you, man, number 10, that's the number.
If they still had Lowry, then I think they are better, but they don't have Lowry anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if the Pistons can be in that play-in mix throughout the season, I'm very happy. I'm very happy. As long as we're not losing games on purpose, that's what I'm looking for. Aww. I really do feel like those days are done. I don't think the Pistons are going to the season trying to lose basketball games. You know, I think they are and they should be trying to win games this year. They might not win that many. We'll talk about that later in the show, but they still should be trying to win games this season.
We should be decent. I think our bench is going to be fun. Good.
Yeah.
A deciding factor, though, that's going to, like, put us over, like, the possible play-in to get to that, Sadiq Bey is going to have a breakout season, I promise you. Yeah. I think he's going to have a breakout season. And if Killian and Kay can somehow, you know, make it work back there, we'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying we're going to be, like, the best team in the East, obviously not, teams will be like the Hornets were last year. Like how fun they are watching being on TV and stuff like that. I think we can make the play just like they did.
Have the young guys take steps forward this year. That is one of, if not the most important things for the Pistons this year. Cade, Killian, Sadiq, Beef Stew, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Like, have the young guys take steps forward. That is what we are looking for this year. And Sadiq Bey specifically, I mean, everyone.
He's a baller, man.
Everyone knows I was high on him since day one on draft night. When the Pistons got that other first round pick, I was like, man, if they could somehow get Sadiq Bey with that pick that turned into Beef Stew, I would have been happy. And then they got Beef Stew and Sadiq Bey. I've always been high on Sadiq Bey, and I'm really expecting big things from him in year two. Absolutely. Anything else, Jay?
Let me see. I think that's it, though. Oh, K's going to win Rookie of the Year.
Hey, I like that prediction.
I'll stand on that one.
That's the prediction.
That's the one prediction that I'm like, I'm 100% on. Like, not the play-in, but that one, 100%.
He has to be the favorite.
You don't think it'll be Clarence Green? Clarence Green's the favorite.
Is he seriously?
He is. He's big-time favorite. He's the
odds-on favorite. Grant, I need you to check that for me if you can.
On it. Keep talking.
Like, I'm pretty sure it's not even close.
What?
Like, Jalen Green is like, I think it's like 55% Jalen Green, like 35%.
Oh no, I need like actual odds. So that's why we're going to have Grant look this up. But Grant, when you find that out, just scream it for us, even if you cut someone
Please.
Off. I'll apologize in the meantime. You could just interrupt whoever's talking and then just give me the odds there. But while he looks that up, let's move on to Tyler then. Tyler, same question for you. Your expectations and excitement level for the Pistons this season.
Can I interrupt Tyler really quickly?
Go for it, Grant.
Sorry. Clarence Green is plus 200 and Cade Cunningham is plus 300. So better odds for
Clarence. That is unbelievable.
I told you, man. I mean,
that is unbelievable.
I mean, he's going to average more points than Cade.
I know, but
we understand that. Like, that's all the media cares about. Like, if Jalen Green averages...
You know what? Grant's right. I can hit that right now.
Right.
I can win more money. Yeah. Okay. You know what? I take everything back. I'm not complaining.
Vegas, we're not complaining.
Yeah,
keep it at the odds they're at.
You know what? Make the odds lower for Cade to win Rookie of the Year.
Hey, you know, I think Jalen Suggs should be their second candidate.
I was just about to say that, Tyler.
Make Evan Mobley third. Make Luka Garza fourth.
Put Alperen and Sengun in the top five.
Okay.
I like me some Josh Giddey.
Josh Giddey looks nice.
You know what? There's some people out there listening. They're going to go, don't disrespect him. Come on now.
Luka Garza is 150-1.
That's not a bad bet, honestly.
You can bet him.
It's not a bad bet.
What about Balza Kaprivica?
Okay, Tyler, we're done here. I actually talk about your expectations and excitement level.
No, he's got to talk.
Go ahead, Tyler.
Are we talking about Balza going back to Europe or the Pistons?
Don't talk about Balza. Talk about your expectations for the season. Golly.
All right, for the Detroit Pistons this year.
Give me your insight on Josh Giddey.
No, I mean, I think it's gonna be a fun year. I think you guys hit it on the nail. I think it's gonna be a fun season. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked with Jay's expectations as a play-in team. I think, you know, in basketball, when you compare it to other sports, I think it's a lot easier just because there's so many more teams that make the playoffs, especially with the new play-in rule in the NBA. It's a lot easier to make the playoffs in the NBA compared to, you know, the NFL or the MLB. So I think the Pistons could be in play for that play-in spot. But I can kind of see a slow start with this team. And I say that just because what you guys were saying earlier, it's a very, very young team. And you're implementing maybe potentially another, you know, big star in Cade Cunningham, who's going to be obviously a big factor into this offense. So it might be a little bit of an adjustment period the first couple games. I don't even say maybe the first month of the season. So that could be an adjustment for this team. And the schedule's tough for this team, too. So that could be
Sorry to interrupt you.
You're good.
Looking at the schedule right now, obviously we got the Bulls twice, and then Hawks, Sixers, the Magic. No, that's not part of the tough schedule. But after that, Brooklyn, Milwaukee, Philly, Brooklyn. Like, that's brutal.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a brutal start to the schedule, so... And like we mentioned, it's a very young team, and it's going to be an adjustment period, especially that starting lineup, man. You know, it's very, very young. You just said it. Killian Hayes, second-year player. Cade Cunningham, rookie. Sadiq Bey, second-year player. Jeremy Grant's like your veteran. And then Isaiah Stewart, second-year player. That's a very, very young and experienced starting lineup that has a lot of upside, but I could see some growing pains early on the season and just throughout the season in general. So, I think they'll be a fun group to watch throughout the season. Definitely a team that, you know, people are going to keep tabs for as far as the future. And, you know, that's a team you're going to look for more, I think, in the future than this year. But overall, you know, I'm expecting just to enjoy some Pistons basketball. I expect, like what Eli said, they're just going to fight every night. It's going to be a good group of guys. And they're going to be a fun team to watch. Kind of like last year, but maybe take that next step. You just want to see all these guys, you know, elevate their game a little bit. A guy like an Isaiah Stewart, a guy like Sadiq Bey, which we're seeing little flashes, in, you know, in the preseason and in the summer league a little bit. Him trying to, you know, develop his game to be a better scorer instead of just being what he was his rookie season, which was really just a 3-and-D type of player. I think you're seeing a little, you know, bigger role from him this year. So I'm just excited overall just to watch the Pistons this year and see the development for all these guys. And obviously, especially, you know, your rookie, Cade Cunningham, the number one pick, who's, like Tony said, is your prized possession and hope is in your organization for the next 10 years and could be the superstar for your team. So obviously very excited for that.
Eli, you just sent a text to our Trash Talk group chat. Do you want to say that out loud for the audience? Because I think it's worth mentioning.
Yeah, so we were talking about how young our starting lineup is. The average age in our starting lineup, according to me, just calculating it right now, it's 21.8 years of age.
Tony Grant, we're older than like their whole lineup, except for like one person.
Older than the average age of that starting lineup.
The only person that's older than us is Jeremy Grant.
Jeremy's the only reason it's probably that high.
I said he was 27. I don't even know if he's 27. Pretty sure he is. But that's like, that's got to be one of the youngest starting lineups in the league.
The youngest.
Jeremy's 27.
I can't think of another team that has a lineup that young.
We have the third youngest roster alone.
Yeah, roster. Like, I don't even know. And our bench is a bunch of old guys. That's the thing.
But hey, that's how you rebuild, though, having a young team and young starting five like that, though. So, credit to Troy Weaver. I still can't believe how quickly he turned this thing around. You remember how bad of a spot we were in? We were in a bad spot, man.
Yeah, man.
And now look at us.
Sekou was like the savior.
Ew.
Like, that's, man.
And now he's on, like, what, his fourth team?
Now he's on his fourth team in
my
a month.
Gosh.
In a month.
Who was that one point?
Nice to Sekou.
What, Tyler?
I'd say, who was that one point guard that people were high on at one point? Jordan Bone, I think his name was. And that was, like, considered one of our young pieces at the time.
I forgot about him.
That was, like, one of our young pieces at the time. Jordan Bone. I mean, it was, like, Luke Kennard, Sekou Doumbouya, and Jordan Bone was, like, our future at one point.
Hey, by the way, speaking of Luke Kennard, congratulations on getting engaged. Go, Luke.
I saw that. I saw it.
Yeah, go, Luke.
You did it before you went bald.
Okay, well, let's move on to Grant here.
No, that is a very good point by Eli, though. You always want to get married before going bald.
You did it.
I hope to do the same.
Let's get on track here. Grant, you'll have our final word on expectations and excitement level for the season with the Pistons here.
Well, I really expect a tough, echo chamber here. I really expect a tough first couple of months. I think it's just growing pains, kind of. I mean, like we've all said, youth, we have the third youngest roster in the NBA right now, roster alone, with including Kelly Olynyk, who I feel like has been in the league forever. But I think my biggest key contributor to this team, other than a player, might be John Beilein. Just, he's in charge of player development, and from what I've seen at Michigan, he was the best at taking two-star, three-star recruits and really just increasing their productivity, making them better players, making them more well-rounded. So I know he was his things didn't work out at the last place, but I think he's in a very great spot right now. Like, for his skill set, I think he's the reason the Pistons make the play-in or not. But I just hope everybody stays healthy. That's the biggest factor for the players that I'm watching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of the biggest keys to see how successful, I guess, this team really does this year, is how healthy can they be. I mean, we've already dealt, it's only the preseason, but we've already dealt with some pretty nasty stuff already. I mean, the injury reports for these preseason games, my goodness. Yeah, hopefully the injuries are way down from last year. But I'm still excited, though. I'm still really, really excited for this season. I mean, it's going to be a fun year, regardless if they're a playing team or not, regardless if they're a playoff team or not, regardless of how many games they may or may not win this season. I'm still expecting to have a lot of fun this year. Drafting Cade Cunningham alone is going to make this really fun. But you add him with Killian, Sadiq, Jeremy, Beef Stew, Frank, Hamadou, Josh, yada, 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 Saban Lee, Tyler's boy, Corey Joseph, Kelly Olynyk. Yeah, we've got something cooking here. And though they might be a year away, in my eyes, honestly, it's still going to be a really fun year. And I can't wait to be in LCA to see game one on Wednesday. So, boys, there are two more things I want to hit on here with the Pistons, and then we'll end the show with our NBA preview. So what we're going to do here is I'm going to ask one question, go around the room, ask the other question, go around the room again, and then move on to the NBA preview, and then we'll get out of here. So the first of two Pistons questions that I want to ask here to end off our Pistons talk. Again, we'll go around the room, give me your quick answer, and then we'll go on to the other people. So the over-under win total for the Pistons this year is set at 24.5. 24.5. Are they going to hit over that, or are they going to go under that? I say over. Eli, what about you? 24.5, over-under
win total. I'm going over, and I told my boss, she asked me, what should I do, and I told her to go over. So
she asked you for betting advice on the Pistons?
She did. Did.
Well, shout out to Eli's boss then.
Yep, she went over, and I told her, don't quote me on it. You know, if people get hurt, it's not my fault. Like, but if they, I told her, if they stay healthy, they will win more than that.
24.5 is so low.
I mean, they're playing 10 more games than they played last year. They won 20 last year, and they lost like 15 games in the last 2 minutes of the game.
That is true.
Like,
yeah.
If they just, like, don't do that, just win like two more, they're gonna go over. Like,
yeah,
they're playing 10 more games. I mean, that's like an easy plus three wins compared to the 20 last year, and you added the number one pick. Like,
yeah,
they're not gonna be as bad as they were last. Like, if they won 24 games, that means they're exactly as bad as they were last year.
Something would have to happen for them to hit the under, like whether it be a major injury or
many things would have to happen.
Yeah, there would have to be probably major injuries, which obviously we hope that doesn't happen, but that's the only way I can see this team not hitting the over on 24.5.
That's the only way.
I just don't see it.
That's free money if they're healthy. It's free money.
Yeah, I would take the over for sure. What about Jay? 24.5, over or under?
Over by a lot.
Easy. Yeah.
Easy money.
Easy money, according to Jay. Okay. Tyler.
I'll say over, but I don't think it's as much of a given as we're giving it. I'm going to say, ooh, I'll say like 28 to 29 wins this season. Maybe 30. So I'll go over, but not by much.
That's fair. What's making you kind of hesitant on
that? I mean, we're already dealing with injuries right now. We have three injuries right now. I mean, we have Sadiq's ankle, Cade's ankle.
Well,
Killian's already
apparently fine.
Yeah, I know. But and what's his name? Killian's in concussion protocol right now. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on right now. So I don't know. It's still a very young team.
Yeah.
The height of this team still concerns me because we're very small. Defense, I think, could be a problem in that second unit as well. So I just think it's going to be a lot of close games, but I think we'll go over, but not by much. So I'll say 29-30 wins.
Grant, your last over under 24.5.
Give me over, but I mean, as much as I want this team to be a shoe-in for, at the very least, the play-in games, I think it just comes down to the second half of the season, how healthy these guys are. But I mean, yeah, give me the over. Like I think Eli said it. We won 20 last year. Like, mm-hmm. And are we not like decently better? I think three, four more wins is not a lot to ask for.
Yeah, when you add Cade Cunningham, you're going to be better.
35 plus.
And 10 more games.
35 plus. Now you're talking my language, Jay.
35 plus.
If the line was like over under 28.5, I still might take the over, honestly.
Oh, you would take it. That's when I might start to question it.
Okay. 35 is my magic number.
I think I have. I'm not gonna lie.
The extra 10 games. I forgot about that. I know you said it like 8 times.
Big man. The extra 10 games.
That's huge.
That's a like.
If they win plus like 35, they'll be in the playoff hunt for the play-in.
If the Pistons weren't tanking last year, they would have won more than 20. For sure.
I think they would have been around 30 if they tried.
We sat Jeremy for like a month.
Yeah, man. We sat Jeremy Plumlee, and then we at the end of games, we would just like turn the ball over. Like
Kojo got bronchitis out of nowhere.
We lost like 15 games like that, man. So that would have gave us like how many wins? Like 35, right?
We lost.
We'd have won those 15 games.
We lost a lot of games that we probably should have won.
We had and they cut 10 games, right? The
yeah, there were 72 games last year, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, give me 35. I'm betting that on FanDuel and everything.
That's going to be a pretty nice payout if you bet that exact number, 35 plus wins.
That's probably a massive cash out.
That's what I'm saying.
It's set at 24.5.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you bet 30.
Jeez. I'd do around 30 if I was you guys.
I would go over 29. That would be my limit. I don't know about over 30. That's
I have my 31 wins on the season.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Okay, so for the guys that are over 21, Jay, Tony, Grant, will you be betting with this over under before the season starts on Wednesday?
Yes. I mean, sure.
Without a doubt.
Sure.
100%. All my accounts. Yes.
Let's
multiple
do it.
Accounts.
All right, let's do it. Let's go. Okay, so that was my first of two Pistons questions send off the Pistons talk here. My final Pistons question. We'll go around the room. Give me your quick answer. Give me your way too early Pistons MVP pick for the season. We'll start backwards this time. Grant.
Say quickly. I'm just going to say Jeremy.
I like that pick. Grant says Jeremy. Tyler.
I'm going to be unique. I don't know how unique this is, but I'm going to say Sadiq Bey. I think he elevates his game a little bit this year. We talked about it a little bit earlier on the pod. I just think he's going to come more of a scorer than what he's been before, than rather just a three-point shooter. I think he's going to elevate his game and just kind of take over to be maybe a legitimate number one, number two scorer. So I'll go Sadiq Bey.
I like that pick. Not unique at all. That was going to be my pick. Now I got to think of someone else because I don't want to.
I didn't want to say Cade Cunningham, so I want to switch it up.
No, I got you. I got you. I love that pick though. I love Sadiq. I'm expecting a big year two from him. Jay.
Well, there goes my pick, Tyler. Thanks. Well, I'm not going to say him, but he's up there. I'll say Josh Jackson off the bench.
Ooh.
That was mine last year.
Now, you want to talk about unique. That is a unique answer.
Maybe I'm a little biased, Tony.
No. I love Josh Jackson.
He's been getting a lot of high praise from, management lately.
He played really well in the preseason. I was impressed with how he looked in the preseason. Oh, it's just the preseason. I don't care. Josh balled out. Yeah, I love Josh. I'm glad that he's still here. There's a lot of off-season chatter about the Pistons maybe getting rid of him, and I was never a fan of that. I like Josh Jackson a lot, so I like that pick. Eli.
Well, I'm not going to say Cade. I'll leave that for you, Tony.
Give him to me, yeah.
I actually want to say Frank Jackson. I think he's the best shooter on the team.
Now that is also unique.
I think Frank Jackson's the best three-point shooter on this team, and I think he's going to take that Wayne Ellington role. His shot is just so
except it goes
pure.
In.
Yeah, no, like, Frank's shot.
That was unnecessary.
I like Wayne. I'm sorry. It was right there for me, man.
Wayne was all right, man. You know, I
that's the Lakers starting shooting guard.
Yeah, for real.
Well, hopefully he doesn't touch the ball as much as he did here in L.A. I mean, my gosh.
No, but I'm taking Frank Jackson off the bench, I think. I think our bench is going to be really nice, man. We might have one of the best benches in the league.
I do, too.
So at least scoring-wise.
Yeah.
I really like Frank.
Well, you left me Cade, so that's going to make it easy for me. give me Cade to be the Pistons MVP this season. Number one pick. Give me Cade. I like that. Rookie of the year, plus 300 odds, apparently. Not the favorite. Okay, thanks for the easy money, Vegas.
can I give an honorable mention?
Yes, please.
Honorable mentions to Killian Hayes and Isaiah Stewart.
I'm glad that you mentioned Killian and Beef Stew, too.
I think Isaiah Stewart's going to be really solid as a starting center.
Killian's got braids now, doesn't he?
Yeah, Killian's about to, man.
So he's going to win. They're going to make an award.
Instantly.
Well, yeah. They're going to make an award for him and give it to him. Like, best second-year player in the league. They'll give it to him.
We missed a person. We missed a person, guys.
Who?
Rodney Magruder.
Don't say Kelly Olynyk.
Oh.
Tony? Listen, I think he'll be... You know what? No,
team
skip that.
MVP? If he's the team MVP, we got an issue here.
Yeah, Trey Lyles, like the
Rockets,
man.
That's like the Rockets, bro.
my second pick is Trey Lyles.
Oh, you said Trey. That's even worse.
Okay, let me stop before I get freaking quoted on this on Twitter. I did not. It was a joke, guys.
Trey Lyles, second candidate to be MVP of this team?
If Trey Lyles won MVP of the Pistons this year, then we got some major issues.
That 24.5 win total, that's going way down if he's our MVP.
We might win like 8 games max.
Yeah, if Trey Lyles or Kelly Olynyk was the team MVP, then we got some issues here. But no, listen, like we said, to end off the Pistons talk here in the Pistons preview, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. And to think about where this team was just... 2 years ago, and now being in the spot we are in now, credit Troy Weaver, credit Dwayne Casey. It's exciting times to be a Detroit sports fan. The Pistons are one of the biggest reasons to be so excited right now with the future of our teams. I can't wait to be in LCA tomorrow to see game one, whether or not Cade plays or not. Hopefully he plays. But even if he doesn't, like Eli said earlier in the show, it's still going to be a good time regardless. I'm really excited for the Pistons this year, regardless of whether or not they hit that over under of 24.5. So, boys, we have a few minutes left here in the program. Let's make this quick with our NBA preview. Jay, even though Russ was acquired by the Lakers a long time ago, we have never actually sat down and talked about Russ being on the same team with LeBron and AD in Los Angeles with the Lakers. So I'm going to combine that segment with our NBA Finals picks, because I already know what Jay's answer is going to be, and you already know what my answer is going to be. So let's just combine those two segments, and we'll close off the show here. I'll start with Jay, obviously. Jay, my way too early before the season NBA Finals pick. Maybe an unpopular opinion, and if Mike was here, he might roll his eyes at me and go, oh, come on, Tony. I mean, listen, last year was a lot of fun. Bucks, Suns, that was awesome. That was a lot of fun, and it was good for small market, medium market teams to have a finals matchup like that. That was a lot of fun to watch, too. But hear me out here. I really do want to see a Nets-Lakers finals. I think that would be so entertaining to watch. KD versus LeBron, New York versus LA. Dude, I think that'd be a whole lot of fun to watch. And though last year was fun with the Bucks and the Suns, go small market teams, go medium market teams, I think Nets and Lakers would just, I really, really want to see that. And that's going to be my pick, Nets-Lakers. You already know I'm going Lakers in 4. No matter what, go Bron, AD, Russ, bang! Jay, it's your turn.
Well, you know, last year I lost, you know, a lot of money betting on Brooklyn. You know, if I would have won that bet, I probably wouldn't be here right now. So, you know, I was excited for them last year, but I'm going to go with Lakers and Nets, one, because Russ is on the Lakers now. You know,
you're gonna cheer for go Bron the Lakers this year.
Russell Westbrook gets that ring. I don't want to hear any slander from anybody again. anybody. But also their storyline works because, one, Kyrie Irving is going to come back somehow. Don't know how. He'll be back.
Is he?
I need him to be in that series, though. I need him to be in that series. So then you got that, and you got Russell Westbrook versus, you know, James and KD and all that. Yeah.
LeBron versus Kyrie. Yeah, I need to see Lakers. I need to see Lakers Nets. I really do.
And Russell Westbrook Hall of Fame career will be solidified. Go Lakers.
Go Russ.
Yeah.
Air high five with Jay. All right, let's move on to the rest of the gentlemen. Eli, we'll start with you. Your finals pick before the season starts.
I'm going to go Nets. I think the Bucks are just kind of tired, you know, because they...
It's hard to repeat.
Yeah, it's really hard. And they've gone, like, to the conference finals and stuff so many times. Like, they've gone deep in the playoffs. I just think they got tired legs and shorter off season. But, I mean, Giannis looks... I don't know if you guys have seen Giannis in the preseason.
I have.
He's, like, taking jumpers and stuff. I have. It's kind of scary.
Yeah, I have.
But... Yeah, I'll still go Nets. I think the Heat might be better with Lowry.
They will. They absolutely will.
The Hawks are still on the rise. I think those are probably
my sweet, beautiful Trey.
I think those are probably the best four teams in the East, in my opinion.
Yeah,
I agree. The West,
Hey, listen, I've been saying the Warriors are going to be back. I don't know who it was on this podcast. Hey, one of you didn't agree with me.
I did, because I said they were going to be a dark horse.
One of you didn't agree with me. I don't know who it was, but I've always been saying, watch out for the Warriors. And I don't know who it was. Somebody said, no, Tony, come on.
I got them in my top three in the West. I think they're going to be sweet. They're going to be new. Like, it's not going to be the same Warriors we've known for the last decade. They're going to be, like, they got a lot of young guys. Like, I like Kuminga. I like Moses Moody a lot. Moses Moody was
that was your guy before the draft.
Yeah, if the Pistons fell in the draft lottery, I wanted Moses Moody.
Yeah.
Jordan Poole looks just like...
He looks really good. I can't believe
how good Potential sixth man of the year.
I can't believe how good Jordan Poole looks.
Jordan Poole looks unbelievable. That like spin move step back he did in the preseason, I was like, who is this man? Like, whoa, my...
That's why it's a good thing to have John Beilein here, as Grant mentioned earlier in the show. I mean, John Beilein somehow gets his players to just be studs in the NBA. Duncan Robinson, Jordan Poole. I mean, the list just goes on and on.
Yeah, but I think I'll go Nets-Warriors and probably have the Nets winning that, reluctantly. I would like – I think it would be sweet for Steph to beat a KD-led team. I just think, like...
That'd be... Yeah.
Like, you know, pretty much saying, like, we don't need you, you know, to win.
Yeah.
Which, yeah. I mean, we know they don't need him to win because they won without him before, but, like, I just think that'd be sweet for them to beat KD. And Steph, I think, is a dark horse. I don't know if it's really dark horse. He might be one of the favorites for MVP.
I would imagine he is.
Yeah, but I think Steph has a really good shot at being the MVP.
Yeah. You know, Nets Warriors, that's another really good finals matchup from a storyline point, as Eli mentioned. KD versus the Warriors. Yeah, that's kind of writes itself, honestly. You know, I wouldn't be mad about that finals matchup, but go Lakers. Okay. Tyler.
Yes. I think there's some good teams in the East this year. I still like the Bucks, man. I still think they're the team to come out from the Eastern Conference. I think Brooklyn will make it obviously interesting. They're just a very good basketball team. I almost said football team. But very good basketball team. You know, you got Durant, James Harden for a full year now. Kyrie Irving, I don't know what's going to go on with Kyrie Irving if he'll play a basketball game.
I don't even think Brooklyn knows.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Blake Griffin's still there. Bruce Brown, my guy. So... I still like Milwaukee. I think they kept the band together for the most part. I think Giannis can maybe even take another step to his game, like you guys were mentioning, with the jump shot. And if he can get that jump shot going, I mean, I think he's the MVP of the league at that point. So I think the team is still really good. I think the only big loss for this team was Bobby Portis, probably, because I think other than that, the band's still pretty much together. And TJ Tucker left.
is
PJ did leave. Yeah, I forgot PJ about did that. Leave,
and he went to Miami. Yeah.
Miami. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of a.
That's what I was thinking of. Bobby's still there. The PJ left. That's who I was thinking of. My fault. Yeah.
That's kind of like a key Pistons player going to Chicago. Like, that's like a whoa.
Bobby's yeah. still there, and PJ went to Miami.
So yeah.
That's what I was thinking of. I was thinking of PJ Tucker. So I'm gonna see the Milwaukee Bucks come out of the East. Out of the West, man, there's a lot of good teams. You guys obviously mentioned the Lakers. I mean, they revamped after that, you know, disappointing season, I would say, last year.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, they revamped the whole team. You got so many veterans. You brought some young guys too in the mix, guys like Kendrick Nunn. Malik Monk, Sekou Doumbouya.
Carmelo?
Say his name.
And then they went out and got some veterans like Wayne Ellington. Kendrick Nunn. Carmelo Anthony. I mean, I think they got a point guard, too, named Russell Westbrook.
There you go.
So, I mean, they revamped, obviously. But I like the Denver Nuggets, too. I don't know when Jamal Murray is supposed to come back. But I do like the Denver Nuggets. That is a good basketball team. Golden State, that was actually going to be my sleeper until Eli said that. I think they could be a top five team in the Western Conference. You know, let's get sexy. Denver Nuggets versus the Milwaukee Bucks. My. Small market teams, baby. Ooh. Go small market.
Yeah, there we go, Tyler. I like that.
I would love to say Dallas. Go Luka. Go Dirk.
You know, I would have loved that more than the Denver Nuggets.
I would have too, but they're not good enough.
They hired Jason Kidd, man.
That too.
They didn't get Luka a second star.
It's just like Portland, man. What are they doing with Damian Lillard? They didn't do anything this offseason.
No.
Man, I'll tell you what.
I wanted
Luka plus Damian Lillard.
I wanted that so bad.
Luka and Damian Lillard.
I wanted that so bad.
Man, that would be sick.
I wanted both of them to do something this offseason.
And
get,
they didn't do jack.
The thing is, they're like the type of player the other one needs, you know?
Yeah. Like,
oh, that would be so perfect.
Man,
that's the reason why
on.
I think I don't want to go back to the Pistons, but that's the reason why I think Killian and Cade will work. I feel like you need more than one play. You can't just have one playmaker.
Yeah.
It doesn't work in today's NBA. That's the reason Dallas is like in like seven seed purgatory, you know?
Yep. So let's be sexy. Denver, Milwaukee, NBA Finals. Milwaukee wins it all again, back to back.
Well, I mean, at that point, you got to start talking about Giannis as one of like the all time greats.
If they win again, yeah.
If he's not,
I think if he gets there again, that's impressive enough.
I think he wins MVP this year.
If he wins MVP and they make another deep playoff run and or win the whole thing again, then yeah, you got to.
He can shoot now,
dude. If he can shoot, like,
yeah. If he can start shooting on top of all that, then yeah, you really got to start talking about that.
One of the greatest players of all time.
Okay, let's.
Yeah, let's knock out Brooklyn.
I'd be fine with that, even if it's Denver. I got nothing against Denver. I don't know if I would pick them as one of the top three or four in the West.
You don't want to watch NBA Finals games at the Pepsi Center?
I'm just going to leave that alone. let's have Grant end us off here.
All right, there was some temptation to get, like, really sexy, like Tyler would say.
Do it!
Involving the Miami Heat and the Golden State Warriors. I don't know. I think Miami's just frisky. Like, they have that mentality where I feel like Jimmy Butler always sees himself as one of the best players, but always underrated, like always an underdog.
He's always slept on. Always.
Exactly. And I think he knows that, and I think he brings it because of that. And I think Miami can get frisky. I think Kyrie Irving is a curse to any team he joins since the 2016 Cavaliers. So I feel like Brooklyn kind of falls apart there. I don't know. I don't see Miami beating Milwaukee in that sense. So I think I have to say Golden State and Milwaukee. I love Golden State. Big Klay Thompson guy.
Me too.
Hopefully he can stay healthy because, my God, that he's comeback player of the year if he averages like 20 points a game. That's all he has to do.
I hope so.
Two ACL tears, I believe. Or is it Achilles? I don't even remember. That was it just back-to-back.
It was a lot of bad things.
Yes. So, I mean, partially rooting for that, partially also think, I mean, the Warriors can shoot the lights out, and you can't really guard that. And I, when it comes to the Lakers, like, I know that's kind of a consensus pick right now, but I just think the Warriors run them to death. Like, they play fast, and I don't think the Lakers are built to play fast right now. And I see the Warriors over the Lakers there, and I'm going to say the Bucks because, as you've all mentioned again, Giannis learning a three-point shot, which, as we saw last year, not even necessarily necessary to his production, but if he can shoot it even, 30, like, hits once every three times, I think that's going to be hard to stop in the East. But I think in the grand scheme of things, I think the Warriors take one more home. I'll bet on that.
If there's a team in the West outside of the Lakers that I want to see do it, I'll say it's the Warriors. Last year I said it was the Suns. This year I'll say Warriors. I don't hate the Warriors as much as other people do. I mean, I like Steph. I like Clay. I'm with Grant. I hope Clay bounces back this year. But I'm obviously rooting for the Lakers and Russ and Bron and AD. Yeah! And Sekou and Melo and DeAndre Jordan.
No. We don't Kay Nunn? For him. No,
Kendrick Nunn, Malik Monk.
No Sekou.
Jay, Sekou's a Laker now. You got to embrace him.
Austin Reeves. Give me him. I like that guy. Give me him.
Okay, hold up. One question. Sorry to take over, but I got one question for you guys.
One question, we got to get out of here.
Yeah, no, I know we're a little over. But the Phoenix Suns, what's your guys' thoughts on them? You know, they obviously went to the finals this year, or last season, I should say. I mean, what do they do this year?
I don't like what they're doing with DeAndre Ayton. Yeah. I don't like what they're doing with him.
DeAndre Jordan, because he's the same exact player as him, but nobody's ready for that conversation.
Oh.
Well, I accidentally said DeAndre. I wasn't comparing the two like Eli was. I accidentally said DeAndre Jordan.
Nobody's ready for that conversation, man. But
I'm not having that conversation right now.
There's a reason the Suns don't want to pay him. That's all I'm saying.
There probably is some truth to that. But at the same time, DeAndre Ayton played well for the Suns in the playoffs last year and in the finals. Devin Booker has been on record before to say, like, I want to start winning here. And the year after you start winning, you have this, I guess you could say, drama with Ayton in the contract. Ugh. Like, I don't know. I just don't think that's a great look.
Are they a top four team in the West?
No.
No, okay.
I don't think so. I think there's a little exhaustion.
They're top eight. Like, they're a playoff team.
They got the taste. They got the taste of the championship, but I think there's, like, that frustration. Like, they were always grinding in those games, man. I think there's a little bit of a drop off this year.
I do have them top four. I have them tied with the Jazz 4-5.
Oh, the Jazz.
Yeah. And then I have the Clippers after that. Reggie Jackson, best player on
the Clippers. No, the Clippers. You want to talk about a team that's gonna fall off in the West. Hello, Los Angeles Clippers.
No. Reggie Jackson All Star campaign.
Okay, well, I'd be happy for Reggie, but we're not having that conversation about the Clippers being a top five team.
Mr. Horn, are the Suns a top four team in the Western Conference this year? Yes or no?
Yes. Maybe.
Okay, fair enough. I'm going to say no.
I said maybe.
I'm going to say no. I think they're five.
Week, man. Like, I liked it, but, like, if you want to be honest, like, last year probably wouldn't have happened.
The only team they had to get by last year is the Lakers, in my mind.
I say them and the other LA team, but we're not going
to
talk about
that.
No,
the minute they got past the Lakers, you could go back and listen to previous episodes. I said on this podcast, they're going to the finals. Like, that was the team they had to beat.
Kawhi Leonard doesn't get hurt, they don't beat the Clippers.
Kawhi didn't get hurt, the Clippers are going to the finals.
They don't beat the Clippers if Kawhi is not hurt.
Kawhi was on a mission.
How about A. Disney if he doesn't get hurt in that Lakers series?
Yeah. They were still going to lose.
Okay.
Well, it doesn't even matter because we got Russ now and Sekou.
I love how we're mentioning a two-way player. Sekou Doumbouya is in this conversation.
They got Russ and Sekou now. That's all that matters.
Or Wayne Ellington. Shout out Wayne.
Yeah, he was in Jordan Poole's mixtape like a week ago.
Oh, yeah.
He was?
He was the one he hit that spin jump on. That's got to count for something. That's step back three.
All right, well, with that, I think that's a good way to wrap up today's show. We went a little over. I usually don't like that, but for a show like today, that's perfectly okay. Ladies and gentlemen, the NBA is back. The Pistons are back. The NBA is back. I'm excited. Can't wait to do more Pistons and the NBA talk going forward. It's going to be good to talk something other than Lions football.
Thank God.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited for that. But nonetheless, good show today, boys, as per the usual. Mike, hope to get you back next week. But with that, ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for listening this week for our Pistons and NBA preview. For my entire crew, my name is Tony Dabrowski. We'll catch you all soon. Maybe we'll see you on Wednesday at the Pistons game. Oh, Pistons, baby. Yeah!